This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Ooh, we've got some You Voted for This stuff coming. I know that's a good time. That's always a good time, is it not? And we have all kinds of fun we still have to have. I'm going to get to the emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse at jessekellyshow.com. But you know what time it is for you new listeners. And there are a lot of you. I don't know. What's wrong with you people? For you new listeners, on Mondays at this time, every Monday, we do Medal of Honor Monday, where we take a Medal of Honor citation, either one we find or one that you recommend. You can email those in too if you have one that's near to your heart or a relative or something like that. And we just read it. That's it. Every time someone earns the Medal of Honor, they do a write-up on what he did, how he got it. And it's important to remember the men and remember the deeds. And it's important to teach the next generation that's what you're supposed to do. My son right now, he's on a field trip. He's in the eighth grade. It's one of these extended field trips where they're gone a week. So he feels like he's hot stuff, right? He's gone with his class for a week. And I pulled him aside before he left and I told him, I expect you to look out for other people. If anything happens, there's some crime in this area. If anything happens, I expect you to be the one protecting others. That's what I expect. You are a Kelly. You're a man. You look out for everyone, including your teachers. And you should have seen the look on his face. How much young men want that. They want that. It's their instincts. Let's hold heroes up in front of them, right? Hold heroes up. Show them. This is who you're supposed to be. This is an email I got. Jesse Sunroof Kelly. Could you please read Arthur J. Jackson's Medal of Honor citation for doing the Lord's work on that terrible heap of an island, Peleliu? He's one of our first Marine Division brothers who knew how to feed the bar. Says I can say his name. His name is Lucas from Montana. So, without further ado, here's the Medal of Honor citation for an Arthur Jr. Jackson.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For
for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving with 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division, in action against enemy Japanese forces on the island of Peleliu and the Palau Group, 18 September 1944. Boldly taking the initiative when his platoon's left flank advance was held up by the fire of Japanese troops concealed in a strongly fortified positions, PFC Jackson unhesitatingly proceeded forward on our lines and courageously, defying the heavy barrages, charged a large pillbox housing approximately 35 enemy soldiers. Pouring his automatic fire into the opening of the fixed installation to trap the occupying troops, he hurled white phosphorus grenades and explosive charges brought up by a fellow Marine, demolishing the pillbox and killing all the enemy. Advancing alone under continuous fire from hostile emplacements, he employed similar means to smash two smaller positions in the immediate vicinity. Determined to crush the entire pocket of resistance, although harassed on all sides by shattering blasts of Japanese weapons and covered only by small rifle parties, he stormed one gun position after another, dealing death and destruction to the savagely fighting enemy in his inexorable drive against the remaining defenses, and succeeded in wiping out a total of 12 pillboxes and 50 Japanese soldiers. Ah, Lee. Stout-hearted and indomitable despite the terrific odds, PFC Jackson resolutely maintained control of the platoon's left flank movement throughout his valiant one-man assault, and by his cool decision and relentless fighting spirit during a critical situation, contributed essentially to the complete annihilation of the enemy in the southern sector of the island. His gallant initiative and heroic conduct in the face of extreme peril reflect the highest credit upon PFC Jackson and the U.S. Naval Service. And there's something about Peleliu you should know. I believe, gosh, I'm going to have to look. I'm sorry, I should have prepared for this ahead of time. You know I don't prepare anything for the show. There's a special documentary on Peleliu. Chris, would you do me a favor and look this up? I think it's on Amazon Prime. I believe it's called Peleliu. But it's really, really excellent. It's worth watching. Couple things you should know about Peleliu. It doesn't get all the publicity of Iwo Jima or Okinawa or Guadalcanal or these other things. Why? Chris said, To What Remains is the name of the documentary. That could be it, Chris. It could be. Chris said there's several on there. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'll try to look because I've watched it before. I'll try to bring you the recommendation. Anyway, Peleliu doesn't get a lot of the publicity as the other big islands. And part of the reason is they didn't know how tough it would be. And all the islands are different. When you think about the Pacific Islands, you think about all of them as, you know, kind of tropical. Peleliu was just this godforsaken moonscape where there wasn't even water. It was, the guys talk about the Marines who were fighting there. They talk, that's it, Chris. Against the odds, the death ridges of Peleliu. I'm almost positive that's the one. It's so good. But they talk about how they landed there and it's 100 degrees and it's not lush trees and rivers. There's no water. Our guys are just, it's thirst. And there's enough footage so you can see it. And what you'll see is rocks. It's just a rocky hell. I don't have a better way to put it. It's just barren and rocky, and it's solid rock. And what happened was the Japanese had dug in and essentially honeycombed their way through all these caves and pillboxes, and there's no fast way to get someone out of something like that. Have you ever seen Have you ever seen the tanks in World War II? A documentary, it looks like a tank, it's not a tank, but have you ever seen the tanks in World War II? An armored vehicle, you'd see a tank when you saw it, that shoots a flamethrower from the tank. You've seen that, right? Not the one you carry on the back, a flamethrower from the tank. Peleliu was where they debuted that because the Japanese were so dug in, they couldn't get them out. And it was horrible. The guys who fought there, they all lament that it was just the worst place ever. And it doesn't get the press coverage because most of the press didn't come. Remember, it's weird to think about. World War II took place in the fairly modern era. That's why we have so much video and photography, but that's because we allowed and oftentimes invited journalists to go along with the troops, or at least close enough to the troops. So if you're heading to Iwo Jima, and you know Iwo Jima is going to be this big battle and everyone knew it was, well, Time Magazine and Newsweek and all these other organizations, you would have journalists come along, get your cameras ready. And that's why to this day you have so much footage of those things. There's not a lot in Peleliu because the journalists all skipped it because they didn't know it was going to be anything. And not only that, they thought it was going to take a day or two in Peleliu. The casualty numbers were staggering. It's just horrible. And you can see, if that's the right documentary, the one Chris brought up, Against All Odds, if that's the one, you'll see a video that I've referenced several times before when I talk about our modern military and how we're gaying everything up and everything's touchy-feely and sensitivity classes and things like that. You'll see a video of a Marine on Peleliu. He's on a ship by the time you see him. And it's not unique to him. This was the norm. You can tell it's just this little video clip, 5-10 seconds. They play it several times. He's lost his mind. He's just raving mad. He's on the ship. If I remember right, he's shirtless, but has kind of a jacket on. He's just kind of losing his mind on the ship, where his mind just shattered. And we don't talk about that because we don't like to think about our guys that way, our veterans that way, but it's not on them. That's just what combat does. Horrible combat like that shatters minds, strong minds. Over 400,000. That's how many mental health casualties we had in World War II. 400,000 guys from a nation with strong homes, nuclear families, good values, shattered mentally. What do you think the Rainbow Military is going to do during the next one? It'll be bad. It'll be bad. That's why I speak so loudly and so offensively about that stuff. All right. I have good news, though. You ready to put a smile on your face? There's a lot more than the presidential election, and we're winning a lot more. We'll talk about that. Then we have to talk about Katie Porker and some others. Before we get to that, let's get to you and your shooting. Did you practice this weekend with your Mantis X? You know, I have a love-hate relationship with the Mantis X because it attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in your home or your office. And don't get me wrong, it's excellent and you get really, really good and I love them. But I used to have an excuse of not wanting to go to the range. Oh, I can't. I don't want to drop $100 at the range. I can't. I don't want to drop $200 on ammo. I can't. Mantis X eliminates excuses. I don't even have to leave the air conditioning. Summer's coming in Houston. I sit there right in the comfort of my home and practice and get really good with my weapon. Go get yours today. MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to the Katie Porker stuff here in a few. And I'm going to get, you know what? Got another email here. Dear Dr. Jesse, I'm an 18-year-old homeschool senior, and I'm planning on becoming a car mechanic. I agree with everything you say about the trades. Personally, I think Patrick Henry is one of the most underrated historical figures, and we would be in a better place today if more people followed his advice about the Constitution. What say you? Also, in order to cook your pizza right, you must pre-bake the crust before adding cheese. I do need, but then that's not what the pizza restaurants do. I've been told this before. They're not pre-baking the crust. I'm sure you're right. What, Chris? What? I know they're not pre-baking it. So why do I have to pre-bake it? Why can't I make good pizzas at home? Anyway, we'll set that aside. I love this. You know this is a solid human being. 18 years old, homeschooling, gonna be a car mechanic. Oh, what a stupid idiot going into the trades to work with his hands. Yeah, I bet you money this kid's going to be rich. One of my buddies went and we were out of the Marines
and he decided he was going to go be a mechanic for Mercedes. And now you had to go to the special school and everything like that for Mercedes. But you started out 100K. You got started out 100K. 18 years old, going to go be a car mechanic. Yeah, that kid's gonna have his own shop one of these days. All right. Headline. Remember this. Remember. National politics is all anybody wants to talk about. Biden and Trump and Heavy D and okay, I get it. We'll talk about that too. I'll talk about that stuff. But locally, before you lament too badly where we are as a nation, understand that locally, we are getting a lot of wins. W after W after W after W. I have an article and an email supporting this. Jesse. Or wait, you know what? I'm going to read the headline first. The best is yet to come. Republicans gained super majorities in three states in recent weeks. North Carolina, Louisiana, Wisconsin. Republicans continue to rack up wins locally. And we are slowly, it's a slow process, but surely getting rid of the low T GOP. Meaning we're winning with the right kind of Republicans. Because just any kind of Republican simply will not work. We have to elect anti-communists. Oh, and I got this email. Oh, future omnipotent leader of Mars. He says, I took your advice, kind of. Huh. I've been living in my neighborhood for 20 years. I saw signs to go to the HOA meeting. I've had a few run-ins with these idiots over the years as it's run by a Nazi hag, he says. And he said, I use the word hag because children listen to the show. Thank you. We were introducing ourselves before the meeting. I recognized a few of them. They recognized me. She did not. One of the board members said, 20 years. Wow, you should be on the board. We need somebody. I said, okay. They took a quick vote and I was on the board. Fast forward to last month's meeting. The Nazi was trying to push stupid new rules through. I proceeded to push back and her rules didn't get passed. After the meeting, she got up, slammed her notebook down and stomped out. Other board members came up to me afterward, thanked me for standing up to her because no one else ever had. He said, it's not a public office, but it helps. Says not to use his name. He said, P.S. Mantis X just came out with an AR adapter. I can't wait to try it. Yeah, I have the Mantis X AR adapter and it's so freaking stupid cool. Anyway, besides that. Okay, that's an HOA thing, but that is reflective of the emails I get all the time of people, city councils and school boards and things like this. Here's the deal. The people who sit in these seats, they think the seats belong to them and they've never really been challenged in any way because you've been busy and I've been busy. We're living our lives, so we're not worried about running for office like the communists do. But these are the soft underbelly of communist control in this country, these local seats. The people are dying for someone with some courage to step in there and fight and lead. And guess who that person is? You. You're that person. You're the anti-communist. It doesn't take... Look, everyone isn't a leader. That's not the way it works. And everyone shouldn't be. Everyone can't lead. Then you don't have anyone following. You're sitting here right now listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You have a million options out there. You could change the channel, download a different podcast. You could do anything. You can go listen to jazz if you have no taste. You can do whatever you want. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're the leader. What they're needing is you. Ah, but I can't. I'm not qualified. Or Jesse, what about my past? All those freaking losers have pasts too. They're the losers who aren't qualified. They're used to having these seats. No one ever challenges them for the seats. They just get to go along and line their own pockets and enrich themselves. You're what they need. You're what your community needs. All right? Go make it happen. All right. I've been promising you we're going to get to Katie Porker and we're going to get to her next. And then we're going to get to the Rear Admiral. And we have you voted for this and emails. And we have so much fun still to have. Now we also have this. Ex-Treasury Secretary predicts 70% chance recession begins this year. It's like we've been telling you, it's going to be a very, very rocky year. Are you still putting your money in things you can't touch and feel? Or are you ready to move on to real estate? Done For You Real Estate, they know what to buy. They know the markets. They know the houses. They vet them for you. They get the financing for you. They even manage the closing. They manage the rental process. What do you get out of the deal? Things you can touch and feel. Investments you can touch and feel. So when the bubble pops and everything else is going to crap all around us, you're going to have things you can touch and feel. You're going to have your house built on a rock as the sand erodes under everyone else's feet. That's what Done For You Real Estate does for people, man. And there are people. Your values, my values. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. These guys are my friends. Look, just tell them you're working with me. They'll take care of you. I promise. They're awesome. Doneforyoujesse.com. Okay? All right. Now, Katie Porker's been making the rounds because she wants to be a senator. We're going to explain why we should probably be more worried about that than we are. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost forgot. Dome is still traveling the planet representing you and me.
You know, in traveling around the world, I often, in fact, almost every time when I go to a new country, I'll meet with women to talk with them about how they're doing.
Oh, okay.
All
right. All right. Let's get a little State of America thing here. Now, we play AOC a lot on the show. And actually, it's not to make fun of her stupidity, although that's fun too. We play AOC a lot on the show because what AOC is a preview. We don't like to discuss the nitty-gritty stuff sometimes because it can get uncomfortable. But age is important. As we pointed out, the older Democrats, even ones you hate and ones I hate, the ones who may be a little more moderate or more reasonable about some things, they're all 90. All the young ones are communist apparatchiks, all of them. They're all Leninists, every single one. AOC, as much as we roll our eyes at her rank idiocy, AOC is going to be in Congress and then probably the Senate for a very long time. She's in her 30s. AOC could be in power for 50 years. 50 years. Well, Chris said, yeah, could be president one day. You can laugh at that all you want. It's not outside the realm of possibility. Which brings us to Katie Porker. You see, one of the senators from California is Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein was born the day before Jesus was born, and yet she's still in the United States Senate. She can't think. She can't move. She can't talk. Joe Biden could mentally run circles around Dianne Feinstein. So it's official. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking on how long she's either gonna, or how long she's gonna be there. Cause she's either gonna retire or she's gonna die. Yes, Chris, she's the one that had the Chinese communist spy as her driver. He probably quit because he couldn't understand anything she was saying anyway. But yes, she's either gonna retire or she's gonna die. Which brings us to Katie Porker. She's a congresswoman from California. She's currently, all of a sudden you see her on the news shows all over the place. That's weird, isn't it? While Dianne Feinstein is facing calls to resign because she's farting dust, Katie Porker happens to be front and center. And rumor has it, she wants to run for Senate. So as I play you a couple cuts from Katie Porker, don't roll your eyes at her, although we can laugh, and you can roll your eyes, but understand that this human being is probably about to be a United States senator from the most powerful state in the United States.
There had been some reports that alleging that you created a toxic workplace for staff, and I want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, look, I am incredibly proud of my staff. The book is actually dedicated to my staff and my volunteers, and I say this in the book and the dedication, and it's true. I may stand in front of them, but they are really the ones leading the way. Yeah. For every viral moment you see, for every whiteboard that I get the words spelled correctly and I know what I'm talking about, there's a ton of amazing people behind me and helping me, and I'm so grateful for them. You know, I think we see, and I saw this as a professor, certainly, female professors,
Professor and a lawyer. Anyway, I'll let her keep going.
Particularly women of color get much worse teaching evaluations.
Yes.
And even when the, you know, all the professional evaluations are the same. And so we see this again and again. Yeah. Lots of the so-called bad bosses are women and disproportionately people of color. I think it's really unfortunate because those are the very voices we need more of in our government.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of my staff. I'm proud of the relationship we've built. I'm proud to have them as my team moving forward.
The portly liberal white woman just used the race card as an excuse for why she treats her people like crap. Now, one thing we should pause on before we play the real damaging stuff about Katie Porker that she said. Why does this happen so often in Democrat offices? Remember Dome? Dome goes through staff like you can't believe it. She's just staff after staff after staff. Dome is just churning through them. Katie Porker, Amy Klobuchar. Why does this constantly happen? Well, one, liberal white women are some of the most horrible people on planet Earth. And I mean the entire planet. No, they're up there with the people in charge of North Korea. Liberal white women are that vicious. So that's part of it. But another part of it is these Democrats hire Democrats to be staffers. And if you're some 18, 19-year-old Democrat, You think your boss is never supposed to raise his voice to you. You think you're always supposed to be coddled and enabled, and I'm going to act my wage and all these other stupid things. So the Democrats are more apt to get someone coming forward to saying, hey, Katie Porker tried to eat me. That person's more likely to run to the media. Now, that's not the worst of it. The worst of it's what I'm about to play, and I just want to remind you, you can roll your eyes, mock, and you should. But understand, this is a preview of the future.
How do you police the Supreme Court? Well, Congress absolutely can and should police the Supreme Court. Residual power for our government is in Congress, yeah. Not in the executive branch, not with the president, and not with the Supreme Court. And that's because we're the closest to the people. People elect and unelect us every 2 years. And so Congress can pass a judicial code of ethics for the Supreme Court.
These people are not concerned with the law. They're concerned about us having a majority on the Supreme Court, and they're going to try to pass laws in the future to smash even existing laws. This is where we're going as a nation. All right? All right, let's get to some emails before we get to you voted for this and the Rear Admiral. That's always fun. It's always fun to check in with the Rear Admiral out here every day.
We're changing people's lives.
Jesse, do you enjoy making others uncomfortable? Huh. I'm not a lawyer, but having someone in an indefensible position means a win. I applaud when you say on your I'm Right TV show, all that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Great radio show here on WOR in New York, too. Says his name is Gary. Do I enjoy making people uncomfortable? I think I do. Shut up, Chris. You don't know that. I'll tell you what, I really love, and this is not, kids, you don't want to be like this, all right? But I really love making bad people squirm. I love making them miserable. I love making them squirm. But that's the good sounding part of it. The bad sounding part of it is this. The wife says I don't have a shame gene, the ability to feel shame like other people do. And so she said, I end up doing rude things that I don't think are rude just because I'm not worried about the shame part of it. Now, it's one thing to have that part of your brain missing. It's another thing to use that and take advantage of it and embarrass people on purpose, because you can embarrass yourself, like with the wife. Like, I'll take her out. I'll wear a t-shirt with my face on it. She'll just be horrified. Please, are you going to wear that? Please don't wear that. But I'll think that's funny because she'll be embarrassed and I should be embarrassed. Like, I know I should be embarrassed, but I'm not embarrassed. So I do abuse it. I do abuse it, if we're being honest. Jesse, you mentioned that you probably would never write another book. What if you followed the passion of Jesse and wrote a history book that correlates to present day events? We all know the history of man repeats itself. I'm not telling you I'm never going to write another book. I just don't think I will. I don't have any desire to. I am very passionate about the one I wrote. It's something I view as important. How do we connect the history of communism with today? How do we fight back against it? I'm very interested in fighting back. But man, I'm not an author. I'm not a writer. I'm glad people have enjoyed a couple of the little articles I've written in the past, but that's not who I am. And plus, this book process is time consuming, and it's just, I don't know. I just have other interests. I don't know that I'll ever write another one. I don't have any desire to, but anyway, hey, you can go buy the one. It's at jessekellybook.com if you want to go pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I am proud of it. It is good. I'm proud of it. All right. Proud of Tunnel to Towers too. And it's not just because Tunnel to Towers pays off mortgages for widows and orphans, builds homes for catastrophically injured veterans. It's not because of the mission. It's because Tunnel to Towers is one of the few organizations that actually does what they say. So many of these, quote, nonprofits, charities, they take your money promising they're going to save puppies, but your money isn't going to save puppies. It's going to line someone's pockets. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Don't even take my word for it. Go look them up. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it goes to Gold Star families, families of first responders, homeless veterans. Tunnel to Towers is out there doing the work. Go to T2T.org, $11 a month. Sign up today. T2T.org.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have a ton of show left. Do you hear Heavy D still pounding away at Disney? Oh, before we get to the Disney thing, let me get to something positive. Took the kids and wife to see Mario on Friday night because I had heard there was no commie garbage in it. And Chris Pratt, from what I understand, is one of our people, so I try to support him whenever he's in something. It was fantastic. There was no lectures, no nothing. It was just fun, and I laughed like an idiot. So I'll tell you, adults or families with kids, total blast. What, Michael? I'm not doing movie reviews. I don't, there aren't, you can't go to any of them. And so when there is one you can go to, I'd like to support it. What, Chris? No, listen, shut up, Chris. Both of you, shut up. I'm not doing movie reviews. When this goes into putting your money where your morals are, does it not? I want, if there's a movie out there that doesn't have a bunch of commie garbage in it and we can go see it, it's important we show, look, it's just like it's important we show Anheuser-Busch, we show the rest of the corporations what'll happen if they go too far. It has to work the other way on a reward system too. Put out a movie that doesn't spit my values opposite to me in my face all the time, and I'll go. And not only that, I'll promote it. So there. Now, speaking of spitting in our face all the time, Disney. They take every chance they can to try to, well, groom your child. That's what they're doing. They're trying to sexually groom your child. Florida ain't putting up with it.
Chapter 163, Section 3241 of the Florida statutes provides the legislature with the authority to revoke development agreements in this exact type of instance. And so I've worked with both leaders of the House and Senate. There is a bill that will be put out in the Florida legislature that will make sure that the agreements purported to be entered into by Disney are revoked and the people's will is established and is upheld. And at the end of the day, we made the decision as a state, as a people, through the medium of our elections, that we would not have one corporation serving as its own government. That's not good government, and it's not something that we want to entertain in Florida any longer. And whatever rationale there was 60 years ago to do that, clearly now we're in a much different era as a state.
Yes. Yes. Individual states smashing the corporate communism. That is our path forward. One of our paths forward. Insist that your state government fights for your values and against their values. Which brings us to Chicago. I do feel bad for the people of Illinois because there are so many blood red people on the right there. So many anti-communists there. And the politics of Chicago keeps that state blue. But on to Chicago. They just elected Brandon Johnson. As we talked about last week, I've seen a voter breakdown of Chicago. Who voted for the open jail Brandon Johnson and who voted for the tough on crime Vallis? The areas that are most ravaged by crime went out and voted for Brandon Johnson. And over the weekend, it was insanity in Chicago. Absolute insanity. Anarchy. Complete takeover of the streets. Riots, violence, looting. This is the future that's coming for Chicago. And part of this is a ransacking of businesses in the area, including businesses like Walmart. And businesses, these big corporations, they track everything. They know what profit this individual store makes or that individual store makes. Everything today is cataloged and they know all the numbers. And so it's simply a numbers game for the corporations. If you're in there stealing too much and it doesn't pencil out, well, there's no advantage in keeping the store open. If the store is bringing my overall bottom line, if it's bringing it down, well, I'm just going to close up shop. And so Walmart announced they're closing four of their Chicago stores. So the people in these low-income areas who need the cheap goods the most, the Walmarts are shutting down. And somebody stood up, and he had a lot of complaints. They had a bunch of people around him really complaining about that.
Oh, we have healthcare deserts. We have food deserts.
Yes, sir.
And we wonder why.
Yes, sir.
Our communities look like they look.
Speak
that
the
we
truth.
Have violence every single day.
Speak the truth.
Yes, Lord.
It is just not on us. Yeah. It is on the corporate citizens that come into our community and ravage our community. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Walmart's fault. Chicago's bad.
And Walmart, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. You are the reason that our communities lack the investment that they have. We should not have to go out of our communities to find jobs. We should not have to go out of our communities to get medicine. We should not go out of our communities to be able to shop. We should be able to do all of this in our community.
Right here.
We deserve. We deserve. To be able to shop.
Yes, sir.
Work.
Yes.
Play.
Yes.
In our own community.
You know what you deserve? Exactly what you're getting. Because you vote for it. Time and time again. These communities in Chicago, ravaged by violent crime. 8-9-year-olds getting shot on the way to school. And after looking at all the carnage around you, you all gathered up in these horrible communities, crime-ridden communities, and went down to the polls and voted for Brandon Johnson because he's black. And now it's going to get worse in the community, and you still can't find a mirror to see who to blame. It's Walmart's fault? Walmart didn't vote for Brandon Johnson. You voted for Brandon Johnson. Walmart didn't vote for Lori Lightfoot. You voted for Lori Lightfoot. You voted for this time and time and time again. And so businesses are going to leave because you're a net loss. And it's exactly what you deserve. And until you find a mirror and start pointing your finger there when you're looking for someone to blame, nothing will ever change. It ain't Walmart's fault. Your neighborhood sucks. It's your fault. Get yourself a hero gun. It's dangerous out there. And getting more and more dangerous. The problem with these things is they snowball, right? Things are bad in the community, and then businesses do leave. So things do get worse in the community, and then more businesses leave, and then things get worse in the community. You see how it goes? And soon this stuff spreads to the burbs. You can't send your kid to college anymore with no way to defend themselves. You can't leave town yourself. You can't in town. You can't go for a jog without something on you that will allow you to stop a violent person from preying on you. Go to hero2020.com. Put in the code Jesse. It gets you a non-lethal gun or a non-lethal hero arrow, and it will save your life, man. And buy one for one you love. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Don't hope you're ready. Don't hope you're safe. As that old saying goes, hope is not a plan. Make sure that you have a plan to stop a bad man if you run into him today. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. We still have an hour left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.